TED Audio Collective.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hu. 1 in 7 people worldwide has a disability, yet society so often excludes those with disabilities that it makes it hard for those who have one to confront or talk about them. So social innovator and TED fellow Ryan Gersava is on a quest. In his talk from TED 2022, he shares the work he's doing to help create a strong support system for those with disabilities to help everyone find belonging. Hear him after a short break. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Talking Transitions, a new podcast series brought to you by the EY organization and Foresight Climate and Energy. Talking Transitions looks at how the shift to a decarbonized economy holds within it several transitions across sectors, geographies, and timelines, and the effects on 3 key areas: energy, financial services, and government. The Talking Transitions podcast is out now. Download today from wherever you get your podcasts or visit talkingtransitions.com. to find out more. TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
If you identify as a person with disability, kindly close your eyes and in your head, repeat after me. I am a person with disability. Thank you. I have bipolar disorder type 2. I'm brave to say it now, but it actually took me almost 20 years to be clinically diagnosed. I had all the symptoms, but I did not seek for medical attention. Now I'm giving myself a gift. If I can be real honest, I was in denial, and I was ashamed of it. And here's another interesting story. My bipolar diagnosis was actually prompted by having a chronic illness. I know. And in the Philippines, having a chronic disease can be a reason for employment discrimination, which I experienced firsthand. And since nobody decided to employ me, I decided to employ myself and started my company instead to contribute in building the future of work that leaves no one behind. Little did I know that starting this company, thank you, also triggered my healing journey in embracing my reality as a person living with disability. Worldwide, 1 in 7 people has a disability. Disability is a reality that affects us all. It's part of the diversity of human experience. We may be born with it, acquired it through accident or aging, or as a result of trauma and abuse. Over 1 billion people with disability in the world. Hundreds of them are unemployed, especially in developing countries like the Philippines. Their economic inactivity and unemployment puts them at a greater risk of insufficient social protection, making them more vulnerable to extreme poverty. And the impact on our global economy? Trillions of US dollars lost in GDP. That's before the pandemic. Trillions lost because our society excludes people like me for simply getting a job. And it's not just me. Almost everyone in my team experienced this systemic problem. So we built a virtual school that equips our students with the skills and the mindset to work as online service providers. We have hundreds of graduates in over 60 cities and provinces all over the Philippines, earning an average income that is 60% above the minimum wage. But we realized that for a vocational program to be truly sustainable and effective, technical skills and employment support are not enough. So we invested in having a resident psychologist to help our students process their past experiences, restore human dignity, and embrace their realities. After completing our program, 92.6% claimed that they have embraced and they have understood their disability. So my advice to organizations that are investing in talents with disability is to look internally and identify unconscious bias of our people around those disabilities. From there, validate and address their fears and work with your people to co-create a solution, an inclusive solution together. This is how we can build and sustain a safe space that nurtures healing and disclosure. Disclosure is the key to this systemic and intergenerational problem. Speaking from my personal experience, the journey to embracing a disability is painful. It's like coming out of the closet or sharing a story of sexual assault. It forces us to revisit hidden past or confront an uncertain future. It is extremely difficult and it requires a strong support system. Something that you and I can build together. So that hopefully less and lesser people would no longer suffer in silence. We need to effectively heal to fight inequality. The only way for us to build, to truly build a world where people can truly find belonging, is to start with healing. Thank you.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Yenisa is a super recognizer who never forgets a face.
I always thought that it would be perceived as I was a stalker or something, but now it's just being done constantly. You take a photo and your phone would recognize different faces.
The future of facial recognition. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
PRX.